Yom Shishi, Parshas Chukas, is the day, it's brought in Magen Avraham, in Mishonim, where many communities had the practice of observing a tainis in commemoration of the event described in the Kina, Mem Aleph, that was written by Maram Rutenberg, who was a witness to the burning of 24 wagon loads of Svarim, of Mefarshim, on the Gemara, as well as the Gemara itself. And it has to be understood how this tragedy, where 1,200 volumes, 1,200 Sfarim were lost, came to claim its own day on the calendar, when, as we're told, we read earlier on in Chav Hei, V'chi eim ahosu moed shever v'savei revei l'haktim z'losi l'achara tachas kena yom l'v'yasi o'reira. It's only Tisha B'Av. Only Tisha B'Av Chazal instituted could be the day where tragedies were memorialized, where they observed. The Rav pointed out Rashi and Devar Yama also makes this ha'ara. It's a din. For whatever reason, Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva, Tach V'Tad, also there were exceptions. This one doesn't quite have the same explanation, how it came to have its own commemoration. For our own understanding, at least to be able to conceptualize a little bit, not sure this is the pshat, the tragedy of losing the Svarim connects in a certain way to Arzei Elvanon. Earlier we read Chaf Aleph about the Asar Rugi Malchus. And the Gemara tells us, Misa Tzadikim is domed to serve as Beis Elokeinu. It's what we fast also on Tzom Gedalia, for example, that the loss of Tzadikim, Tamid Chachamim, leaders in Klal Yisrael, carries with it that same weight, and even calls upon us to treat days like that with the same severity and the same serious focus that Tisha B'Av itself carries with the commemoration of the destruction of Beis HaMikdash. So in a certain sense, that notion of Sreifas Beis HaLokeinu carries forth to the Eis Lasos L'Shem of the Svarim. That when that Eis Lasos L'Shem was declared by Yudah HaNasi and all of its ramifications going forward, in a certain sense, the Svarim became the links in the Mesorah, the same links in the Mesorah, Tosha Baal Peh, the Talmid Chacham themselves served as over time. Interesting to note that not just in the concept, not just in the history of passing on Tosha Baal Peh, but Al Pi Din, we find reflections of this also. The Prima Gadim writes in Anhagas Anishal, HaMorish Lo Al Pi Svarim Hava Kamor Alacha B'fnei Rabo Chas V'Shalom. That the Svarim take on a certain characteristic of our Rebbeim, in a literal sense. Shvas Yaakov is brought down in Pesachei Tshuva and Shulchan Aruch also. He said, Asul Talmud Lahoris B'Mokom Rabo, Lim Kein Rochim Menog Yom HaParsos, Kim Kol Shekein Shrabbeinu Hein Heim HaSvarim, Shen Nishpashtu B'Kerv Yisrael, Roy L'Chol Misha Yigil O'Ra, Shal Yor Shum O'Ra, Bilti Iyun, Tchil B'Sefer, and he talks about his Rebbe, who was a dying in Prague for 40 years, and never passing anything without looking inside a Sefer. All these are meant to try to evoke a certain response when we think about the tragedy of losing 1,200 Svarim. 1,200 Svarim. But that has to be amplified exponentially if you transplant yourself 800 years ago to when this took place. Because when those Svarim were destroyed, so the people who lived at the time, people who witnessed it, it was mamash begeder ananivo. What's going to be? How are we going to continue? Rav would remind the listeners when he would speak during kinnis that what was burnt was primarily Tosha Baal Peh. Their manuscripts, as was mentioned earlier, lost forever. Lost forever. People didn't know how they would continue. And when you would write a Gemara, when you'd write a Sefer, Mefarshim on Shas, these would take months and years to complete because everything was done by hand. It was before the printing press. So the degree of the tragedy was earth-shattering to the extent that people couldn't function. That itself is Kisrefas Beis HaLokeinu, a certain mushel for what it means to lose a Beis HaMikdash, because what we're missing, because life has gone on without the Beis HaMikdash, is the Hakara that life did not continue as nature and as it was supposed to, as it was instituted to progress without the Beis HaMikdash. Chazal tell us that the fruits didn't taste the same on the tree, and the constellations didn't follow the normal patterns of travel, so to speak. The world was not the same. The world was not the same. So on a microcosmic level, the world of Torah could never be the same. Maybe to add even more, it didn't just cease the way that people were able to function up until that point, but it also shattered any hope for the future. Zapask in Hosea, the Medrash in Vayikra, Darshan's this pasuk, Gam ki yisnu vagoyim ata katzim, vayachilu ma'ad bimasav melech sarim. Medrash writes, Gam ki yisnu vagoyim ata katzim, ki yisnu is a lashon of Mishnah. And it teaches us that the Mishnah, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Tersh Baal Peh is the key to achieve kibbutz galus. Gam ki yisnu vagoyim, even if among the goyim, when we're in galus, we're learning Mishnayos, we're learning Tersh Baal Peh, ata katzim. Then we're going to be zocheh, or Kadosh Baruch Hu, to bring us back together. So the people standing around watching the Tersh Baal Peh burn after 1,000 years of galus were further thrown into this hole, this pit of depression. Well, now we don't even have a chance to pick ourselves up. I was trying to put the tragedy of the burning of the Svarim bezeir anpin, just to make it a little bit real. And forgive me if there's any humor to this, but just to give it a little reality. For us, it's so difficult because you can go on Hebrew books and you can print out a whole Masechta Shas, download a PDF in a couple minutes. Maybe it was you, maybe it was your Chavrusa. You walked into Morning Seder one morning in March, and you had your Mesechus Kedushin that for months and months and months, maybe years, maybe you used it also Shana Aleph, maybe you used it in high school. You had all the notes written on the side. This was a Yer Gemara, and it looks exactly the same as everybody else's Bahadur Gemara. I've seen Mamish people lose an entire Morning Seder walking around the Beis Medrash just trying to find their Gemara that they've been using with their notes. You must have witnessed this, right? It's a kinyan. It's a kinyan. Imagine 1,200 svarim going up in flames in front of your eyes, never to be seen again. It's not just the gabayim clearing all the svarim and putting them downstairs. It's not just seeing the sign that all the svarim were already sold. You're never going to see the Gemara again. You're never going to see 1,200 svarim again. And sometimes these svarim were never seen for the rest of history. Ana ani ba. How do you go on? How do you continue? It's almost as if a person could be standing there and feel like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving the ultimate shtach. It's like the karbonos. Mi bikesh mi edchem ramos chatzer. These are the svarim. These are the tools for ending the galus. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I don't want them. Ki'ilu. That's it. I'm not interested. I'm going to let the svarim be burnt. It's like the tefillah of Tisha B'Av. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you can be marbin tefillah. I'm not listening. I'm not paying attention. Stop davening. Stop learning. What a depressing tragedy that makes us ask how are we supposed to continue? One thing that should emerge as we mourn this tragedy with all the other tragedies is also to be mechazik, our kavod ha'svarim. Part of the reason for the Churban, Chazal tells the Gemara Nedarim, Val Ozvim es Torasi, it's an extension of what the Mefarshim tell us about what the Kavanas were, what the understanding of the Chashivas HaTorah, or lack thereof, that was expressed in those Doros, also the way we treat our Svarim. Svarim are not just places where information is printed, but they have a Kedusha to them. And they are, like we said before, they're a certain link in the Mesorah that Rabbi Danasi determined had to exist to make sure that Torah continued. Kilis Yankov, Stipler, if you take a sefer off the shelf by accident, took the wrong volume of the Gemara, of the Rambam, you make sure to learn halacha inside before you put it back. Because every sefer has the chashivas. Every sefer is filled with Torah, with Dvar Hashem, even if it's not the sefer I need right now. Maybe it is the sefer you need right now, you didn't know it. And he expressed that kavod ha'svarim by putting it back. I heard a story from Rabbi Feiner. Heard this from the Talmud of Reb Arya Finkel, who at a younger age was a roommate of Reb Lezer Yehuda Finkel, the Rosh Yeshiva who founded one of the biggest yeshivas in the world, the Mir in Yerushalayim. He said, how is it that Blazer Yudel was zochet to build such a Malchus HaTorah? So he used to sleep in the same room. And he would notice that every night, 2-3 o'clock in the morning, Blazer Yudel would look to see if Rabbi Finkel was sleeping. So eventually he'd doze off. But then he realized, you know, maybe I'm missing out on something. Maybe something else is going on. After I fall asleep, let me stay up. So he pretended he was sleeping. And Blazer Yudel came over, saw that he was asleep, wasn't really asleep. And then he watched. And this went on every single night. Blazer Yudel would take every single sefer off the shelf that he had not used that day, kiss it, and apologize. I'm sorry that I didn't get a chance to use you today. He said, Aza avas haTorah, zoch to build a mirror. If we can imagine the hargosh of avas hasvarim that someone not so long ago was able to feel, so kavachomer ben venosha kavachomer, the feeling of loss that was experienced. Kistreifas beis elokeinim. Kistreifas beis elokeinim. Finally, more than the Masorah and the Torah that was contained therein that we're mourning, Svarim are such a basic tchuna of Klal Yisrael. Had a 7-8 years ago, I was in the basement of my building doing the laundry. I was waiting for the load to finish. I was sitting, I was being Maris Sedra. And Julio, my super, walked in. And in half English, half Spanish, saw me learning. And he went on and on about how much respect he has for the Jewish people. I know he sees his kids. You can make kiddushim, raising children in the Heights. Say, I see. They're always learning. They're always education. So important to the Jews. It's all they're doing. They're always reading their books. I thought to myself, sometimes we need the Goyim to remind us that that's who we are. That he defined the Jews not by gefilte fish and matzo balls, but by svarim, but by constant learning. Constant learning. That's we need to be reminded. Sometimes the Goyim remind us in a tragic, violent way, like we read in the Kinah, but sometimes they can remind us in a very positive way, that's who we are. Give me one more mashal. Lahavdil elef alfei avdalos. But it put things in perspective. Zer Anpin for me many years ago, and hopefully it'll be meaningful to you. When I was a boy, there was an American hero by the name of Rick Monday. Rick Monday was an outfielder for the Dodgers, I believe. And in 1974, they're playing the Phillies, and at the seventh inning stretch, a bunch of teenagers jumped over the fence, took an American flag, and started lighting it on fire. They're about to light it on fire, they're pouring lighter fluid on it in the middle of the outfield. And he ran over just as they were striking the match and scooped it up from the ground just right before they could do it, and they arrested the guys, and that was it. Rick Monday became an American hero. I remember hearing about it when I was a kid. He was such a chush of a person. And for many years after, I was wondering why it was. This guy wasn't a good ball player. No one ever heard of him again. Like, how did he maintain this fame? So if you're an American, the flag is like an embodiment of you, your mother, everything you stand for. It's mamish like your mahus, the American flag. American flag. Maybe it's katoy and imashka, I don't know. But maybe it's not. As an American, you can chop what that means a little bit. When someone lights that on fire, that's the ultimate dagger in the heart of what you stand for. Of everything that symbolizes the ideals of a country, of a democracy, you burn it. See, you ripped out the heart of who you are. We don't have flags. We have flags in the Midbar maybe. But for Klal Yisrael as a whole, we have Svarim. And there's a kriya when you see the Sefer Torah burn, because that's it. There is no other reaction other than you're destroying us, you're destroying me, you're destroying all of Klal Yisrael, what we stand for. So the final thought that has to go through our heads when reading the Kinah is that the burning of the Svarim didn't just mean they went to yeshiva the next day and they had nothing to learn. If you're standing watching the Sreifa, in a certain sense, you're watching the Sreifa of the Beis HaMikdash, which also was the international, worldwide Makom HaShechina, where Klal Yisrael could witness, where all of the world could witness HaKadosh Baruch Hu's relationship with them, which was and which is and which will always will be the mark of who we truly are. And if we destroy that, it's like ripping out our heart, and a tragedy no greater could ever be imagined.